92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Right into it.
What's gonna happen when we do our show?
Every goofballs, goofballs.
You're gonna say something stupid that you don't wanna hear.
You're just a stupid, you're just a stupid.
Flee, dee, 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 dee.
You're just a stupid, you're just a stupid. Here is this dumb show with Christian and Brett.
That one will blow it out.
Yikes.
That one will blow it out. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Big Thing, a.k.a. The Goofball Edition, a.k.a. Wednesday, a.k.a. What's going on? Hope everybody's good. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's wonderful. Thank you, everybody, who has been listening, watching The Big Thing. Our experiment seems to be working. I'm getting comments all the time about people, I haven't tuned in like 2 years. I got to let you know that. I haven't tuned in like a year and a half, but this is what I was looking for, and we're very happy that you're back. So thank you so much for tuning in. And we have a lot of great things to talk about today, and we have a lot of exciting news. And as you may or may not have known, July 31st, the Schmodown Collision, it is back, and so are in-studio matches. Two in-studio matches, two digital matches, July 31st, and we are really excited to officially partner with Captain Morgan, the original Spiced Rum, because on Saturday, that's right, this Saturday, 12 p.m., get ready for the collision. You got some big matches, Star Wars Championship, Dimolanta versus Kelly, number one contender in the IG, Saul versus Amaru Moses, number one contender match, Kevin Smith versus Marisol McKee, and in the main event, Corruption is going to try to get those championships off the defending champions, Shazam. So please go and check that out. It is free to the public. No PPV for this one. And it is airing on July 31st. And no matter how you choose to celebrate and stream the Schmodown, Captain Morgan is best enjoyed responsibly. That's the captain's orders. That's Captain Morgan, original spiced rum at Captain Morgan USA. And who better than to talk all of the wonderful things we'll be talking about today than this character? Look at you. You look so nice.
USA! USA!
That's right.
Oh, man, the Olympics, man.
You've been watching it, huh? Have you watched any of it?
Oh, no, I watch it all the time.
Have you been watching all of it?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm call me unpatriotic, man. It's not because I just I don't know. There's just something about this year. It's, and I think I said this on SCN. I'm just like, yeah, are you swimming distanced enough? Are you gonna get sick? Everyone's getting sick over there.
Yeah, that's the big one.
It's hard for me to it's just like, you know, push it off another
year.
And
then they put a mask on, like, on the podium. It's like, you just got done, you know, grappling with somebody.
I know. It's. I mean, look, we're doing this thing at the cantina on the 1st, and it's the same thing. Everyone's got to be vaccinated in order to get into the place in general, because it's such a small space. And
don't worry, like, there's Patriots. Like, there's there's a restaurant I saw in Huntington Beach that is looking for unvaccinated people.
I heard of this. I heard that they're kicking out people who are vaccinated. First of all, you know, if someone comes in and you go, hey, listen, can you prove that you're vaccinated? Can you prove that you're vaccinated? Right? And then they show you a card. Are they tricking the vaccinated people? And they're going, hey, you vaccinated? And then they go, yeah, actually I am. Get out!
Get out!
It's like, wait, how are they doing that? It's like, now, and now that they're, and now that you know, first of all, why would you go into the place at all if you know that they're kicking you out if you are vaccinated? That's, what a way to lose business.
Oh, I hope it just drives it right to the fucking ground.
It will. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. What kind of restaurant is it?
It's, I don't know. I saw the little sign
an
outside.
An out-of-business one?
And like a needle broken in half. You really sticking it to him by dying?
Ugh. And it's, that's the problem, dude, is that I saw, I mean, even... And the guy who wrote this comment on our show is wasn't trolling mm-hmm. at all. Was actually very, very respectful, and just he wrote that he said I'm under 40 or I'm under 55, so I'm not at risk. And I'm like, dude, you are.
Yeah.
You are. I've never had a pre-existing condition. I'm not. You are. You're not doing enough research. So kids under 12 aren't getting it. Tell that to the 5-year-old parents that lost their 5-year-old kid
Damn.
To it. It's like, but that's rare. Tell that to the parents who lost their kid. It's not rare. It's compared to the 99.95% of people who are not vaccinated who are getting it. And I don't want this podcast to be just about vaccines all the damn time. But it's like,
let's talk about troll comments on SCN.
Are you getting some new ones?
Oh, no. I just saw one. What happened to this channel? I don't recognize anybody. Fuck you. How's your channel going? How's your channel going, Chief?
Speaking of SCN Live, though, I minus that, maybe that one guy, we announced SCN Live yesterday going to Twitch. Very positive reaction.
Yeah.
Very
I think a little reaction. People are a little off by it, but I think that, you know, I mean, that's if you're a creature of habit and you know, YouTube's your thing, I think some people are going to go, no. But I've done it. I got on there and I was watching, you know, the Schmodown match at FCL, and I was watching Ben's show occasionally.
It's not very hard.
No, it's
not. And I did. I saw a lot of positive. And I will also say those same people that didn't understand it weren't dicks about it. They're just like, I don't know. I don't really know Twitch. All this channel stuff is confusing. I don't think it really works. And I was like, well, actually, if you think about it, people don't realize because they're not in the thick of it when you look at the YouTube stuff and the way YouTube's not pushing live anymore. Oh. There are some people that still can get the algorithm and but they're not pushing live streams. They're pushing pre-recorded stuff, and that's why we tried this, and it's working more so than the live streams. But Twitch is built for what SCN is. It's this interactive show going back and forth and having some fun like with donations and games, and that's what Twitch is known for.
It's basically what you wanted to do with SCN, and that's the platform that kind of like became because it used to be for just gamers, right? It was kind of a gaming platform.
That's where it started, and now it's evolved into more than
you get bits and shekels. And
you're gonna have so much fun over there doing that kind of stuff. You should and I think that's what people are gonna really enjoy, and it's the Schmodown Twitch channel, for those people who didn't know. If you haven't been watching SCN, you didn't hear the announcement yesterday. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be starting Monday on August 2nd. It will be on Twitch. And Ben Goddard will be hosting 3 of the shows per week. Roxy will be hosting the other 2. Although next week, I think Ben's hosting all 5 because Roxy's out of town. But yeah, I mean, Ben knows it really well. But that's also for people who don't realize that this show starting on August 9th will not be on this channel anymore. It's going to be on the new channel, the SCN channel. So please subscribe there or you will miss it. And it was a risk. The fact that we're finally building up this audience and it's like, I got to go onto the other channel. But I would much rather do that now than to build it up to like 40, 50, 60,000 views per episode. And then it's like, then you move it.
Yeah.
I'd rather take the hit now. I'll send you guys reminders on this channel. I think what I'm going to do for the first like month is put on like little videos at the same time to say, hey, guess what? You think you're watching the big thing right now. You're not. It's going to be on the other channel. So get on over there and watch it now. I'll send like little reminders to people. But go to that channel. Subscribe to that channel and hit that. This is another thing with YouTube. You got to do like 87 steps to find out. You got to subscribe. First, you got to find the channel, then you got to subscribe, then you got to hit the bell, then you got to click the bell, and then you got to click all in order to get all the notifications. It's so stupid. Like, YouTube is, it's like, it is such a, like a...
Answer these questions three. What? No.
Right, a wizard comes up in order, it's like that scene in The Last Crusade. You got to, if you pick wrong, you lose viewers, you lose stuff. It's YouTube stinks.
It truly is a cup of a cup.
Really, it's seriously, man. But anyway, there's a lot to talk about today.
Oh, God. I think we could go straight off with Bibiani's suggestion, Hamlet. I think we go right into Hamlet.
Clever.
Well, I mean, if in all actuality, the full title is The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark.
See?
But I mean, if you want to get technical. But that would mean I would actually be using my theater minor. So
you'd have to.
Yeah, I'm more of a Euripides guy, actually. So, you know, I mean, if we could talk about Hippolytus or Oedipus Rex, you know, things like that. But that's, no, that's Sophocles, I believe. But I don't know.
I knew that you were going to respond to that. Because just like, because Bibiani feels that he's like, oh, these two idiots talking about Hamlet. Go ahead. That's not what I meant. He'll come back with a. That's not what I meant. What I meant was I just thought it was a clever retort. Clever retort. But what we can retort about is the Ghostbusters trailer.
Yeah.
It was absolutely a mix of both Stranger Things meets Ghostbusters, which is funny because Stranger Things was supposed to be a playoff Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know,
and the kid from Stranger Things, right?
Yeah. Well, Finn Wolfhard. Who, and so that's
didn't Pat Oswalt get in a little bit of trouble for saying this name? Sounds like a porn star.
I don't know if he got in trouble, but it definitely got some play. They went back and forth at each other on the stage. I think I was there on stage when that happened. But then Finn Wolfhard actually came in to do a schmodown, and I talked to him about that.
Oh, that's right. The whole string.
You did the whole thing. Yeah. And that's still to this day. I think that schmodown has almost like a million views. It's like that kid's cool, man. He was a really nice kid, and he's got a great career going for him.
Oh yeah,
he works all. I feel like every time there's a kid in any movie, it's either him or that kid in Quiet Place 2, the British kid that's in everything. He was in Honey Boy, and I can't remember that kid's name. But anyway, and this won't be the goal of this review is not to say the Ghostbusters they did with all the ladies was terrible. I saw the same comment. That is my philosophy with that one. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
My issue with that was not that it was four women as Ghostbusters. That should be applauded for sure. They're all very talented, great comedians, all of them that were in the movie. My problem was that the first trailer inside of that movie made it seem like it connected to the universe of Ghostbusters and was playing off the nostalgia. And it had nothing to do with it. And it took, and it made, and the who's Ben? Dan Aykroyd and, Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray were in it, and they had like stupid roles.
Well, the cameos were
terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. And it could have played into the nostalgia or the mythology rather. And it didn't. And that to me, that's what I didn't like about the movie. More so, not who was cast in it.
Oh, Jesus! That was a powerhouse of female comedians, and you did not. Those jokes were not
didn't
good
land.
Jokes. Like, I mean, that I blame a lot of writing on that. I mean,
Paul Feig is a great director, man. He's with Bridesmaids and everything that he's done, and even that movie recently that I really liked with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. What the hell was that? Simple Favor, I think it was called. Did you see that movie? That,
yeah.
And that was he's really good. Spy was really good. I just didn't like that movie. It didn't land for me. And then when they announced that Jason Reitman was going to do it, obviously after his father and going off the legacy of one and two, I was intrigued. This trailer got me. This trailer got me. I think it looks pretty damn good.
It's it was really it wasn't. Goofy. It looks like it's going to be more
it's goofy
serious.
In a certain aspect, the same way that the first one was, but not too over the top.
But I can't get Goddard out of my head.
What did he do
when
now?
He first brought it up, he was like, "Oh, you didn't remember when the giant marshmallow? You never heard that story of the kids that didn't know about
that?" Oh, right.
And I'm like thinking about it, I'm like, you got a point there because my grandpa, I heard the same war story
100 times. You wouldn't hear about the giant marshmallow.
I remember when I was in Limehouse, England.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure Venkman might have told these grandkids
about the giant. Right. I mean, it's true. It was like a catastrophic event. But it's the thing that bothers me.
Nine what?
Yeah, right. Right. What gets me, like, it bothered me about the Rocky thing when we talked about Rocky was that when he would, in Rocky V, everyone treated him like a bum still when he'd been the champion of the world and he had done all these things. That when they finally did in Rocky Balboa and they acknowledged him, like, that's what they would do. So I get that point, but it's, you know, I think it's one of those ones you could probably let go.
Well, and I let it go too because I met someone when I was doing the Guild. And I was in a group of people at a party, and I made a Johnny Carson joke, and four people didn't know who Johnny Carson was.
That's crazy.
I went outside and I jumped off a bridge.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, you right. are
well, Johnny Carson and giant marshmallow man running around New York City are a little different, I think. But
I mean, he was the king of late night.
He was the king of late night. Just like, wait, yeah. So we don't eat marshmallows in the house. Why not? Don't worry about it.
We
just want to shield you from it.
But then there's also the fact that there's YouTube videos of their commercials.
But not the fucking giant marshmallow man. But so they didn't. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe.
But I'm sure we'll learn all that in the film.
That's what you hope. And for people, because we knew that Bill Murray was going to be in this thing.
Yeah.
And I love that they didn't show him. You just heard him. It was great.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, oh, where is? Oh, there he is. And he's got, and he's, yeah, that's it. He's got a little role. I forget if Dan Aykroyd is in it. I feel like he is. He's in everything.
Whatever.
Especially when it comes to Ghostbusters, I can't imagine that he's not in it. I love that they pay homage to Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
And that what's his name? Not Venkman. Venkman is what's his name?
I thought he was Venkman.
No, Venkman is Bill Murray. Egon.
Egon. Oh, see, oh man. Just, and your winner is not Brett Sherman.
No, he's the champ. So Egon, I love that they are involving his kids. His granddaughter. It seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like and I like the idea. I always remember when they talked about Goonies and the sequels they were going to do. The sequel they were going to do with Goonies, and everyone's talking about how they were going to do the kids. Like it was going to be the kids that were running everything. It was like, oh, man, no, not the kids. This is that, but, and I also think by having Finn Wolfhard in it, I think it actually helps tremendously. Because you accept him already in this type of role from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And it is almost like the Goonies meets Ghostbusters. And it meets Stranger Things.
Yeah, I like it.
You like it? All right, good for you.
But that wasn't Slimer, was it?
No, I don't think it was. I wonder if he shows up.
Where's Slimer?
Did they say that he was going to show
up? Hashtag not my Slimer.
Not my Ghostbusters. Not my Ghostbusters. I'm not going to go too much into it, but I guess, did you watch any Masters of the Universe?
I haven't yet, yeah. And I because I had to ask the question on the show. I was like, what's the deal with all the hate, you know? And I heard that it was because it's not He-Man centric.
So here this is what I'm going to start with this. What people don't understand for who weren't checking out Masters of the Universe and where it's gone, and I say this from personal experience from the guy who was able to bring it into Warner Brothers and get it picked up as a property. It was in turnaround. John Woo wrote a version of this script, okay? And Teela had asked Adam to get fucking cheeseburgers, and it was atrocious. The script was so bad, that's why it was in turnaround. Nobody wanted anything to do with it. And Mark Riley and I wrote a treatment for it. We took it to Legendary. This dickbag Neil basically told us that he was going to... he's going to work with us, and then he's like, oh, well, you know, it's too close to Conan the Barbarian. We can't do it. And then this fucking dickstick wind up going to the great Justin Marks, who I love and respect and think he's a tremendous screenwriter. He took it to Justin Marks. Justin didn't know that. He just thought, oh, this thing's in turnaround. And wrote an excellent treatment on it in Science versus Magic and got the Lord of the Rings meets Star Wars feel. And we were kind of off and running, and I was about to run down to Legendary and choke this fucker out. And Naveed McElargy, my friend, was like, chill. So much so I didn't want to work with the guy. They made him come and apologize to me and all this stuff too. And I didn't want to work with the guy. And I was like, they offered me like a CE thing. And I was like, I'm good. And I kind of stepped away from it because it was just dirty working with that guy in general. And it fell through. They didn't really know what to do with it in general afterwards. And Mattel was very involved. And the 2002 series was the one to me was the shit. It was everything that I wanted from Masters of the Universe because it went into the mythology and how it all started and like how long the different champions and warriors had been around, and they touch on that in the new series. What I will say that things that I the tone is the question was that I'm always wondering about is, will the tone of magic and science and Lord of the Rings meet Star Wars? That's what I need in Masters. If you hit that tone for me, I'm in. And it's certainly, I went back to watch the 84 series recently with my daughter. We started watching it, and it's goofy as shit, but it still has that it's still got that feel of the magic and the Star Wars, the people going through the technology plus using magic and science.
Where's Orko?
Orko's in it, and Orko's in this one.
Wasn't that you had to find him and everyone? And
No. He was around, and he was like the court jester, and they do a lot with him in this series. But in the second episode of season one, is the episode Teela's Quest, and it's all about Teela.
Yeah.
The whole thing's about Teela, and it's about her mythology and everything that she's doing, and then it.
But it's not called He-Man. Why isn't it about He-Man?
But the third one then jumps back into He-Man, right? So it establishes that it is indeed He-Man series. Yeah. And I know that some people say, well, look, it's called Masters of the Universe. It's not called He-Man. Yeah, but people are expecting He-Man.
Yeah.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless, but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty? Who's here today for a melanoma exam. At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
I will tell you that I really enjoyed the full arc and full angle of these part one of a series that is not even completely over. This isn't a standalone movie. I enjoy the angle. I enjoy the arc. I thought the tone was spot on. I don't think they should have led with these episodes because the problem is that everybody politicizes everything from fucking kids animation for animation in general to fucking vaccines.
Yeah.
It's either I fight for my agenda, I fight against your agenda, and it's not a matter of anything else except no, this is what your side has been doing, and we're going to fight against that, and it's clearly you're ruining this for this, or no, it's not. This is why we're doing this, because this is the thing to do, this is the trend, blah, blah, blah. And it just gets sloppy. And people, and I really do feel this way, and people will fight to the death and say, no, I would have never accepted this. If they would have done 4 or 5 episodes with He-Man and Adam in the lead of this show, and then jumped into this arc for another 4 or 5 episodes, and then jump back into this arc to where it continuously will go. Because they set up like this Lord of the Rings thing. And whether or not you like the new character of Teela and her, I think she was a little too hardened, you know.
That's what I heard, too.
She's a little too hardened in this one, I think. But that doesn't mean it. This is why I always talk about television. In a movie, I understand frustrations. And this is the problem that this show has at the moment, because what I like about television is that you get week by week that it's like, if you don't like an episode that just went on, well, maybe you like the next one. Or you don't like that angle, well, maybe you get the next one. Or even if it's the season, well, I got to wait 7-8 months for the next season. The next season for the show isn't coming out in like 2 years. They already have the second half. And I don't know. I just it's a whole big thing, and it's just it reminds I got PTSD just looking at this thing from all this the hatred and vitriol that comes out in general, and people don't like whether it's Star Wars or DC and it's like, oh my God, I watched a show with my oldest daughter. She loved it. We watched it. I still like if and I'll be completely dead honest. If I felt, well, that's it. It's a spoiler for people if you didn't watch it. If I felt, oh, that's it? They killed He-Man? This is not his show anymore?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad you liked this, sweet, but I like the mythology of Adam and all of that. So this is great that they did this, but I'm probably not going to continue on because I'd like to see, because my favorite character was Adam and to watch it on. But I'm not going to go scream and tweet and yell and all that about it, because I'm going to say, but is there a possibility, because it's a television show and it's ongoing, that there's other things that could happen? And so, people have been asking as far as overall thoughts. That was, I did enjoy, I thought they got the tone. And that was my most, that for me, it's all about the tone. If they got the tone, did they set up, people aren't comparing and talking about Masters of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren. That movie's a fucking disaster.
I was just going to say.
That movie is a disaster. It's like, yeah, Frank Langella is a good Skeletor, but they're not even on Eternia half the time. Courtney Cox is running around the fucking music store on Earth, and no one's talking about that movie. Well, at least He-Man was in it. Yeah, but with a mullet. He's got a terrible mullet, and he's running around with the fucking little troll playing the music on the thing. It's a terrible movie. No one ever talks about that movie. Like, because He-Man was in it. I mean, at what expense?
Just the whole time I'm waiting to say Dolph Lundgren in there.
That movie's terrible. You talk about fucking heartbroken.
Talk about shattering your kid's dreams.
And yeah, I was still a kid when I saw that movie. And I was like, yeah, fucking, we're going to be on Eternia. I'm going to get to see it. You see Eternia for like 6 seconds in the beginning, and it's like a fucking valley. It's shot somewhere in like a baseball field on a hill. And they're like, oh, this is Eternia. It's like, no one's bitching about that. You imagine if fucking Twitter was around when that movie came out? Oh, yeah, but at least you had He-Man in it. give me fucking 6 episodes of the tone that of Star Wars meets Lord of the Rings all day long. But either way, I'm not telling people you can't. If you fucking hate it. I just don't. I stay out of this shit now in general when it comes to opinion-based stuff and all that kind of shit. It's like I just watch stuff that I watch. I like stuff that I like. I don't like stuff that I don't like, and then I move on. I started watching Ted Lasso.
Oh,
finally, I'm three episodes in. I like it. My wife, she got bored with it. She said she looked and she goes, I don't get what people are loving about it. She's like, it's not terrible. She's like, I just don't get, people love it. And I was like, it's a positive show.
Yeah.
In a time of smell.
It is, it's not like. You know, it's goofy as hell. He's goofy as hell.
But he's nice.
But he's so nice.
And he's not dumb.
And it will get you choked up. Yeah. If you're digging it, and if you, but again, I can see where people would go like, eh. I got to say, the second season, the first one, I wasn't completely like, yeah, it's back, baby. You know, so and then I was disappointed to find out that I can't watch him in a row.
Oh, in a row.
Yeah.
I actually like that because I'm going to try to catch up. Right now, because I'm like I said, I'm 3 episodes or 4 episodes into season one. I figure by the time I finish all of those episodes, I'll be able to. It's like when I was watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I think I like tore through the first 4 seasons or whatever it was, and then I was watching week by week of the actual series. Because you caught the series binged it, right?
Yeah. And then we watched, and then El Camino was disappointing, and that was.
Yeah, it was okay.
You know, and I think a lot of people were just dying for when it came, because we watched El Camino, I think, later than it came out, too, because we were way behind on everything. And then I think there was like, the real diehards that had waited a long time were dying for some content for that. And I was just like, that's not really. I mean, I'd just seen.
I know.
The great right. this, show.
This was like a little. It was like having a couple of carrots with some hummus before a big steak dinner. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It was cool to watch because to see, and he's so significantly like older.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the.
I know.
But Better Call Saul. I don't know why we jumped off it. We were loving that one. That one just kind of got like. I know.
People love that show.
Somehow, and we do this. There's too much. That's when people are like, "Are you going to pay $30?" But I'm not going to pay $30 for anything.
Right.
I have so much shit to watch. I know. That I can watch.
It's funny you say that because that's my wife and I. The other day, as we were going through stuff, we're like, let's just pay the $30 to watch Black Widow." I'm like, "The fucking thing's coming out on Blu-ray in like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it is. I'll just do that." And or whenever it's on Disney Plus, it'll just pop on Disney Plus, and I can wait. It's not. I'm not dying to see that movie.
Yeah.
I heard it was good. I told you the stupid thing. I got the screening. Did I tell you what happened with that? I got the screening link for it. So excited when I say excited for it, it's because there's only so much that I can watch that we're on the same page with my wife and I. So we wanted to watch that. And we were coming back from our trip, our vacation. Because they had sent it to me, I think, I was mid-vacation when it got sent to me. And there was, like, an expiration date of when it timed out. So I'm like, all right, I got a little time. I get home, like, I put the kids to sleep. It fucking timed out, like, an hour before I started watching it. I'm like, fucker. And so now I get I try to get there, like, nah, Marvel's not giving out anymore. I'm like, fucking, everybody's watching. It's so funny. Did I tell you this? Bateman reached out to me the other day, and he's like, hey, do you got any screening contacts? I'm like, I just don't care anymore. It's like there are certain things that, you know, I do want to see, and there's certain movies that I want to see and check out. But like, the Suicide Squad, I really want to see that film. I'll wait till HBO Max. I'll wait because it comes out the night of. I'll wait, and then I'll talk about it on the show because then you can talk about it too.
Yeah.
And I'm actually very excited for that film. I really want to watch it.
Oh, definitely.
Movie,
yeah. That one looks fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone sends me a screening. Fine. I did get the Jungle Cruise thing sent to me, and I probably will watch that because my daughter wants to watch it. So it's all about what the kids and the wife want to watch now.
I think older. I have a feeling I will enjoy that because my expectations are here.
I think it's decent. Yeah, it's pretty good. And I like Emily Blunt a lot. Obviously, The Rock is someone I enjoy watching. So, and John McCollette Serra, who directed the movie, who's also directing, I believe, is directing Black Adam. I remember him from back in the day at Silver. Like he did, I think he did House of Wax, but he definitely did Orphan. Anyway, he was very involved with Silver and my buddy Eric Olson, who I worked for a bit, and they were tight. So I got to know Drummond a little bit, and he's a very talented director, really talented director. So that's one of the reasons I'm excited for that one.
You know, my Jungle Cruise, it was a short film. It was the Jungle Cruise breaks down, and it's a guy that had to vamp for an hour.
Yeah.
We've had that happen where it was like 15 minutes of like he's going through all his bits. Hey, man, you know, that hotel
Yeah.
Got an arm and a leg to get it.
Did that happen?
You got there's somebody in front of us is broken down, and he's vamping. And
isn't that funny, though? Now, like, there's no chance that ride ever breaks down again. Because the reason once you get a television show or a movie, it's like people want to go and check it out now.
And that one's gonna be, and that was a nice little. I think I don't think the line was really.
I can because I don't think anybody knew about the fucking thing. Yeah. I didn't even know it was a ride until recently.
Yeah,
it
like, it's Jungle just Cruise, you
what the hell is that? I didn't even know what
that is. Hippopotamus. I spit the bottom of my face.
It's like Universal when Jaws pops out of the water.
Whoa! That scared the shit out of me when Jaws? I was a kid. And we went. You gave us tickets, and we went when it was raining.
That's the only reason I gave you tickets.
We held on to them. Oh. Best thing, nobody's there.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah. You guys were wearing the raincoats and running around.
But then that one, we're like, hey, can we shut the thing where the water spits on us for just
necessary.
This time around?
Did you actually ask that?
On the tour?
Did you actually ask that?
No, but it was like afterwards. I'm like, oh, that was cool. We've been rained on all day, and you spit some shark water on us. Or what?
I took my oldest to Universal. We had a really good time because it was – oh, such a shitty thing that had happened. We were supposed to go to New York with my family. It's such a bummer because my brother just passed in August of that year, and my dad wanted to get the family together for Christmas to go to New York and everybody be with the kids. And at the time, my youngest was just about a year old. Just about a year. So we're okay. And she got fucking croup. Right when, and then for parents who know, like it's, no, you can't take them on a plane. You can't do anything. So it was bad. And we're like, shit. So my wife and my youngest weren't going to be able to go. So I was, all right, well, I'm going to take my oldest and we're going to hop on the plane. My oldest winds up getting a cold.
No.
And we had to cancel the whole fucking trip. I was going to go myself. I was like, I can't leave my wife with two sick kids. But then my oldest pops back from the cold pretty quick. And she's like, after like a day and a half, she was fine. And I go, and she was so bummed. She was so excited to go to New York and. So she still is, but she was like really into Harry Potter at that point, and I told my wife, and my wife was like, well, why don't you take her to Harry Potter Land? So we went and we just spent the whole day at Universal, and it's a really nice memory. We had some good time. She loved that Harry Potter Land. It was great.
Yeah, that's a great one just to Wizarding walk around. Yeah, but I gotta tell you, I went on the Harry Potter ride
you got sick.
Oh,
me too. It's funny you say that. There's two rides at that fucking place. There's the one that zips around the castle, and then there's the little one. And I'm
there's like a roller coaster.
I'm like, let's go on the little one. And my daughter does what any 9-year-old kid or what you and I did, and I woo, and I'm like, I feel ill. And she's like, let's do it again. And I under my breath, like, fuck that. Yeah. And I was just like, no, we got other things we got
to
buy.
I had to lay down on a bench for an hour.
Dude, it's brutal.
Kids went with my wife and did other ones, and I was like, and then I was skittish to go into anything else because it's all like virtual reality stuff, right? There's hardly anything that's like not
at
Universal.
Well, that wasn't VR, the one that I did.
Oh, see, the one I did,
you
was
did
like
was VR.
You're in these things and they're swinging, and there's dementors coming up. Oh, in your that face thing?
No,
and
no,
stuff.
I was at a, I was, this was like a roller coaster.
Oh no, this was the first thing we did, and it was just like,
It was like that Back to the Future ride. You ever do that Back to the Future ride at Universal back in the day when it was like it pushes you through like that screen? And it was so fun, but I got motion sickness. And then I did it again for the Star Tours. I had never done Star Tours before. And everyone's like, you got to do Star Tours. You're going to love it. And I said, my fear with Star Tours is not that I'm not going to love it. It's the fact that I'm going to get ill because that stuff, that every time I do something, whether it's the Back to the Future, but into the screen, and I get ill. And sure as shit, I went and I got sick when we went to Star Wars Celebration, and then later on that night we went to the Star Tours, and I did it and I got ill. They're like, let's do it again. I was like, nope, I'll meet you out there. I just can't do it anymore. And we did that stupid freaking that drop.
Yeah. Oh, that one. No.
That one. I did that one. That one was all right. But like, I think there's like a video or a picture of me. I might be holding on to Fernandez from Collider so tight. On that fall, I just can't. That kind of shit. That's not my. And when I was a kid, I did all that shit.
Free fall,
fucking bungee jumping at Action Park, which I'm here talking to you today. I have no idea. I remember bungee jumping with my girlfriend at the time, going to Action Park and doing that. Like, yeah, it's funny that Action Park, that dock was like one of the first big things on HBO Max.
Well, that's the thing. I never watched it at
the time. You never watched it?
Because I didn't have, but I'm like, oh, I've got HBO Max now. That's something I could throw in the mix.
Oh, for people that watch that.
I'm just going to tell you, the Star Tours, I think Blake was like 2.5, 3. Yeah. We're halfway up to the line, he starts crying.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to go to space.
Oh.
I don't want to go to space. We're like, no, it's not
really space.
No, I don't want to go.
So like, call him up. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. What? Okay. Remember.
Is that how he's?
Oh, God. Yeah. It's just.
It's pure teenager.
Just
huh?
Pure grunts.
15, 16? I always ask you.
14. Going on
close.
15. Yeah.
When's he 15?
January.
Yeah, so I guess. He's 14 and a half. That's fucking bizarre.
I had a thing. I was talking to him on the phone about, like, I'm like, hey, I think I'm going to pick some in and out up. I'm coming back from here or whatever. And halfway through the conversation, I was like, am I talking to my brother or my son?
I know, it's
right
nuts,
now. I had
right?
this weird, like, because his tonality was the same, and it was like this the way he was saying it.
Yeah.
Wait, who's
that? it's crazy. Yeah, he's because what you have to realize and grasp is as they get older, it's not so much like, oh man, you're getting older. It's like, I'm getting fucking old.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole part of it. It's that I'm just even thinking about, I was thinking about this like last night that I never talk about this. My dad at 42 went back to school. He went to Harvard.
Oh, wow.
At 42. I was in the eighth grade or whatever it might have been. He went to Harvard. He went back to school and he was there for business school. And it, like that's at I'm did a poll about dog farts the other day at four or even when I was doing, and we still haven't talked about dog farts, by the way, which we should get into. But this
that was on the list.
It was on the list. There was a lot of stuff that people wanted us to talk about. But just thinking about the difference and then how at 42 and the things that like my dad did and other things that in general what your parents did, what a different generation. Oh.
I can't fill out a survey, let alone go to Harvard. I'm like,
this motherfucker
paperwork at the hospital. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You got all this information.
I can't. It's like, what do you need me to fill out? Can't you do it? You do it for me. I'll sign it.
What do you mean? You got my insurance approved.
Come on. We're in a different age. Why do you need me to fill anything out? Kill the trees.
Yeah, come on.
Leave me alone. And technology's good. Technology's good. You know why?
Why is that?
ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN, ladies and gentlemen. I love ExpressVPN. I've been using it. It's on the computes. Look, Brett, I'm not even look at this right on the bottom there. ExpressVPN. Right there, you see it? I got it. That's all you gotta do. See? I just connected. I connected it while we're doing this add on. That's all you do. You see, you click that one button and you're connected. And I just did that. And if you guys have been wondering, if you've been looking around at internet access, it's a lot cheaper, isn't it? That's because the times are changing. It's only like 30 or 40 bucks a month. Yeah, you know why? It's because internet service providers like Comcast or AT&T, they aren't just making money off the subscription fees anymore. They're also making money from spying on your internet activity and selling your history and data to big tech companies.
What?
Yep. So what's the best way to make sure that 100% of your data is encrypted and that your internet provider can't get a hold of it. You guessed it. I've been talking about it. Wild guess. ExpressVPN. What do they do, Christian? Well, thank you for asking. I'm going to tell you. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between all your devices and the internet so that everything you do online is encrypted. It reroutes your connection through a secure server. This blocks your internet provider from seeing everything that you do online. All they can see is that you're connected to an ExpressVPN server, but nothing beyond that. And it's not just your phone or your computer. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices. It does. That's fact. It works on your tablets, on your smart TVs, even your router, so your entire family can always stay protected. I can't stress this enough. ExpressVPN is so simple to use. You just open the app, you tap one button to connect, and that's it. Brett just saw me do it. I just did it, and that's exactly what I did. Your data is your business, nobody else's. Protect it at expressvpn.com/SEN. If you visit expressvpn.com/SEN, you will get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN protection for how much? Free! It's Express, ExpressVPN.com/SEN. Go learn some more. Yeah. Look at you.
Hey.
People said you lost a lot of weight. You look good.
Oh, really?
That's what they were saying in the comments.
I'm trying. I've been cutting out the glutes.
And just the glutes?
Well, I'm just eating better.
Eating better?
Yeah. Fruits and nuts and, you know, like
I think
just,
I got a nut allergy.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I think so. I can't tell anymore. I don't even know. I had a case of eczema when I was younger, and it never really popped back up. And then recently it was popping back up, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I thought it was maybe, I can't tell. It's either one of two things. Either I was wearing my belt too tight, and it was giving like an irritation.
Yeah.
Or it was walnuts and almonds. I can't tell. I'm not eating walnuts and almonds for the last 2 weeks, and I got shit.
You know what bugs me? I went and got one of these
bugs me.
Scratch bugs. Tests. Bugs, yeah. Right?
Bugs me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I went and got these scratch tests to get, like, food allergies and whatever. Yeah. Well, you can be, like, have issues with it and have an intolerance or, like, right. you can be food sensitive but right. not allergic. So it came up that I wasn't allergic to anything. Shit. But I'm like, no, but this makes me, you know, shit my pants.
Right.
So that's just something. An insensitivity.
I got to do that. I got to find out what the fuck is going on with me because it's someday there's going to be a machine that just tells you everything that's wrong with you. Like from your fucked up mental things why you got the shits. It's going to we're in such a primitive time right now.
But some knucklehead's going to make it. You got to put your cock in there.
I'm sure.
No.
Not putting my cock in there.
What's your agenda? You everything.
What's your agenda, buddy?
Yeah. Agenda.
What's your agenda?
It's all their agenda. What does that mean? What are you talking? An agenda is a list of things to do.
Everything, dude. Everything.
You're just
everything.
Saying agenda like it means anything.
Everything. Everything. Like, no matter what it is, it's your team versus my team. That's all it is today. It's fucking crazy. It's
I'm like, gonna make me put my cog in there.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
No.
Nope. Oh, it's going to tell you everything that's wrong with you. Nope.
Who designed it?
Yeah.
Is he on our side or their side? Well, he's on our side. Okay, then I'll try it. But he's thinking about going to their side. Fuck that guy. It's like that's all it is. It's that's both sides that do that.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
It's both sides that do that. It's so stupid. And it's like we won't get back on the same page. No, we won't. Someone today is like, well, you know, we're early into social media. We'll figure out. It'll get worse and worse and worse. And it's like, you know, I'm okay being the grouchy man on the porch going, yeah, they fucked it all up. You know, that's all. It is the worst time. I think like it is terrible. But, well, what about World War II? Lots of fucked up shit going on that time. But motherfuckers banded together, fought on the same team, and took down evil. Yeah, a lot of fucking bad shit happened back then. But they banded together. Nobody's banding together to do shit.
What about polio? Yeah, they didn't. Oh, they did. They all got.
They all banded together. They took it.
Oh, they all did. They did.
And it's social media, man. I'm telling you, if social media was around, everybody had this fucking vaccine.
Yeah.
Everybody have it. It's insane. It's nuts.
You can't Even if Gwen Stefani takes it, the kids won't take it.
Gwen Stefani. At 53 years old, she is still smoking fucking hot.
Wow.
I don't know how the fuck she does. And Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez looks like she's fucking 30 years old.
I love how they did the side-by-side of him on the boat with his hand on her butt. Remember that was the big picture?
Oh, was it Ben Affleck?
Yeah, yeah. Well, now he's they're hanging out again.
I heard.
Yeah, and he's doing the same shot. I think they were trolling the paparazzi.
Hey, man, whatever floats your boat. If you go back, maybe, you know, it's like one of those things. Maybe they really got along and they vibed each other back in the day. And they were at the time when they were together in the first place, they were both on the boom. Like, they're both like mega stars. And they're both obviously huge stars now, but they're in their 50s.
Yeah.
And they're both. I think Jennifer Lopez divorced like two or three times. Ben Affleck's divorced at least once. Good for them.
I love it.
Good for them. And it's like, and it's such a different type of tabloid story now, where it's just like a kind of feel good tabloid story. Good for them.
Good for her. I mean, nobody's.
I know. Whoever thought she'd snag anyone?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Ooh. What a dog.
Better take what you can get. J. Lou.
She is.
More like Jane. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Who needs a big juicy butt? Not this guy.
Nope.
53-year-old.
I like my 50-year-olds to look like 70-year-olds, not 30-year-olds.
Sign me up. I heard a story this morning. My father-in-law, when he was leaving Wyoming, he's talking to this guy, and it's just coming back to vaccination, this whole fucking thing. But he talked to this guy, he's leaving, and he says to the guy's like 75, 80 years old, and he's saying, and my father-in-law's, you know, you're going to be getting the shot, make sure you're safe. And the guy's like, nah, it's my time. I was like, what if you give it to me? Well, that means it's your time.
Jesus.
That's the fucking philosophy on these people. And then they're like, no. But it doesn't have to be my time. It could be your time to not be my time. Your time. Your time, my time, their time. Fuck it. Everyone's going to go sometime.
Yeah, but just avoid that.
What's wrong with these people?
Agenda.
What is the agenda today?
Yeah. To-do. Laundry, dishes, not take the vaccine.
I told you this was an agenda from the second the guy opened his mouth. I just said, do you want a grilled cheese? I just asked if you wanted a grilled cheese. That's it. Agenda.
Pushing your liberal grilled cheeses. I like my cheese hard on a hard piece of stale bread.
Right. Agenda. What is your agenda? I don't know anymore. So tired of it. Tired of the fucking news.
Oh.
Turn on anything. It's just so fucking depressing.
And like, my kids are cats going back to school in 3 weeks, and I'm just like,
Don't get saved by in trees anymore. Doesn't that happen?
Nobody does that.
Nobody does that.
No. That's why we need a Superman movie again. It's a boy skunk. But no, we need that shit. We need the Ted Lassos. We need happy shit. We don't need everything to be depressing.
I know. I'd like to see it. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Brad, what are we going to do?
What if He-Man got it? Oh, no. He died, you said.
Died twice. Spoiler. Right. Maybe he comes back. So maybe he had a powerful Eternia vaccine. Yeah. At least he's on Eternia, not on a music store on Earth with Courtney Cox. That movie. Frank Langella is phenomenal. I'm sorry, I think they do go back to Eternia at the end. I mean, that movie. Someone sent me a fight. There's a crazy fight at a pizzeria. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, always.
It is, dude, this fight was nuts. I don't know if I have it, but so I think Barstool posted it. Who's this now?
Who's talking?
What's happening? I don't know what's happening. So someone sent me a fight. I got to find this fight. And it's definitely a Barstool thing that happened. But, dude, this pizza fight is nuts. I don't know if I can. I won't be able to show it, but you'll be able to hear it. And now it's gone. I can't even find this fucking thing. But someone tagged me on it last night.
Look at that. How popular he is.
It's not popular. It's just a whole bunch of nonsense. Anyway, I was hoping that I could find this fight, but it's really good. There's like it's like a full brawl, and the guy starts slapping the guy with the wood, you know, the wood thing.
Oh,
that they
yeah,
use?
Yeah.
He's beating the ass out of this guy, just slapping him to death with this thing. And is that it? No, I can't find it. I can't find this fight. Let me see if I should just write pizza
fight. That was a great movie.
And some Pizza Fight Brooklyn, of course. Of course it comes up. Pizza Fight Brooklyn. That's all I needed to do. And so you're not really – so for everybody who's going to be – you're really just going to hear this. You're not going to be able to see it, but I would look up Pizza Fight Brooklyn. Here, Brett, can you see it over here?
Yeah, let me put on my
shit. Put on your shit. And then so this is – and the best – I'm going to see – you're going to watch this, and I want you – to tell me what you think my favorite part of this whole video is, all right? So you guys are going to hear it, and I can talk about some of it. I'll do some talking. Right away it starts. And now you both cardinal rule and then go behind. It's a full-on West Side Story brawl. All the pizza guys are all over these two guys. It flies like shit. So watch the guy, pick up the wood thing.
Look, it's really happening.
Look. Boom.
Oh, boom. Oh. Boom.
Wrecking his life. And then you don't fuck with the pizza. So now he's got about a ladle. Now he's got a ladle. Listen, no, there's this guy.
I'm still waiting for my pizza, buddy.
You're not getting I want my pizza.
He wants his pizza. He paid for it already.
I paid for my pizza.
I'm with the guy, though. He paid for it. Look, now he's like, I love it's about as New York of a video.
I got your extra sauce right here.
But everything about that was everything I'd ever. That like is everything. That's my White Castle stories that I've told you about tonight. Because people like normally most people like that happens in L.A. People are either pushing themselves to the side, either getting the fuck out of there. Or recording from this, you know, from the side, doing whatever there is. But this guy wants his pizza.
Yeah.
And he's still commenting. And he's like, look at him, still slapping him with the ladle. Yeah. And it's like, it's a great fight. You should watch. How many people watch that so far? It's like 300,000 people. More people need to watch that.
I still haven't gotten my pizza.
Yeah. Just type in Pizza Place Brooklyn. But this is how fucking warped I am. I see this whole thing and I want to go.
Oh yeah, no, those look like a good.
I want to go to that pizza place. I hope that pizza place. By the way, that pizza place should get a boost in business, not anything else. Like back in the day, you know, you get a fight or something happen in your restaurant, and it's like, oh, that place is. You don't know what's going to happen in that place. That business should boost.
A plus rating.
They beat the fucking ass out of those two guys. It's like, what are you doing fighting?
He snapped the fucking paddle.
He was cracked. Plus. They're like fighting near the oven.
Yeah,
the ovens. Both the ovens are right there. They're going at it, and they're lucky they didn't try to shove that guy's head like against the hot. You know, you see those movies like when Steven Seagal would fight somebody, he'd stick their head on the thing.
I worked those ovens. Yeah, I mean it was in Nebraska, it wasn't in New York, but you could tell how long you worked the oven because of how many burns you got from going like that. Yeah,
I mean that's
that's no joke.
But it's like, why would you?
That ladle wasn't going to do much.
I don't know. You could split somebody's head. You could cut somebody with a ladle. Crack them on the side of the head with a ladle. I mean, it's not the same. There's not the same effect as like that big pizza thing that he had. That what's it? It's like that. Where they always flipped the pizza with.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I want to interview those guys, the pizza place guys.
I want them to grab a slice and just start smacking.
What pizzeria is that? I would legit call that place. That is, Joe's Pizza on Belford Avenue. Joe's Pizza is phenomenal.
Oh, I know that.
I'm gonna look for the number. Joe's Pizza.
Belford sounds familiar. That might
Brooklyn,
be around.
Bedford. I want to call them. I want to call them, and I'm gonna call them, and I'm gonna say I want to see if anybody will talk about the fight. Let's see. I wonder if they'll even take the call. Tell me, go fuck myself. Probably the latter. Where is it? I gotta try to call. I'm gonna see if they want to talk about the fight. I'm gonna tell them that I'm calling from Los Angeles, and the fight was phenomenal. I'm gonna see. Let's see. I'm just gonna tell them it was fucking wonderful. It was.
Hello, Joe's Pizza.
Hey, this is Christian Harloff from Los Angeles. I'm calling from the show The Big Thing. I just wanted to say, watch the fight, and I thought you guys did a great job defending your store, and it was, and I hope business picks up.
Oh, Okay. To be honest, I'm jump start today, so I don't know anything about it.
That's fine. That's fine. Just if anybody, if anybody's here, I'm calling from LA. It's a show called The Big Thing, and we watched you guys defend your store. And even though you started, let the guys know that whoever started defended their store, and it was well received on this end.
Yeah. So, I mean, you want to come by to the store? You can talk to the manager.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know anything.
That's fine. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. That's the way you answer that call. Yeah. That's the way you answer that call if you're that guy. You say to the guy, like, I just started today.
I wipe my hands.
He's like, I just got this job, dude. Leave me the fuck alone.
I don't know anything about no fight.
You want to come into the store? I'll give you a slice. You talk to the manager.
Yeah.
I just started. leave me alone, motherfucker. That was the way you answer that call. That was absolutely the way you answer that call.
Didn't lose his cool. No. Just like,
I just like the way they defended the store.
Yeah.
Like they defended the store and it was, you know.
I need to know what the fight was about.
That's true.
That's always the big thing. And when it's just like something like that, you know.
What, let's see. Let's read the article. Like, I hope.
What was the
brawl inside New York pizza parlor caught on viral video? By the way, it's in Brooklyn. We're going to Brooklyn for Schmodown. I'm going to go there. Okay, let's see. Well, let me see why it started. I hope that the good news is if it started for a really bad reason and the pizza guys are in the wrong, I'm cutting all this out of the video anyway. So let's see. An all-out brawl broke out at a Brooklyn pizza joint after rowdy patrons got saucy with the staff. Right. That's
saucy.
What we're talking
about. Yeah. Oh, I see.
I like that they did there too. And the entire behind-the-counter scrum was caught on video. Footage was posted on Reddit, shows one of the customers jawing with employees at Joe's Pizza on Bedford Avenue when the workers appear to try to grab the man and then starts launching haymakers. Yeah, see, that guy started throwing bombs first. Oh, God, that pizza place looks so good. I'm going to Joe's. I'm going there when I go back.
I think I walked past that. I think I... that.
Oh, yeah, so the customers was arrested. The guy was arrested and charged with assault. So, yeah, the guys at the pizza place guys were just defending their place. The incident at the popular Williamsburg eatery happened shortly after 3 a.m. After 3 a.m.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's open at 3 a.m. That's a real pizza place, man. God, I want to go. One employee suffered cuts and bruises. Was taken cuts and bruises, as opposed to the customer who had half of a fucking ladle inside of his ear.
When they finally pulled the ladle out of his ass.
Yeah,
maybe I shouldn't have asked for extra pepperoni on that.
One employee suffered cuts and bruises and was taken to Beth Israel Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. I want to know what happened to the guys that got the ass beat out of them. It's phenomenal. That was something else. So.
Hey, that's between those guys. You want to come in, talk to the manager?
That's my favorite guy ever. That's the way you answer that phone call. I hope someone tells the manager about, he's like, what you just did there. That's how you answer a fucking call, buddy.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. He's like, you want to come in? You want a slice? You know, you talk to the manager and, you know, I just started.
Right? Yeah, come on.
I just, leave me alone. It was phenomenal. Really good stuff. Anyway, this was an episode of The Big Thing. Thank you guys so very much for joining us here today. Thank you for always. And make sure that you comment below. I've been answering as many as I can, many comments as I can. I've been doing a lot of that. But the podcast, it's massive. Go to the Apple Podcast. Go to Spotify. Do what you can. Download the episodes. Don't forget to do that, please. Very, very important to do that. And yeah, don't forget, this show is moving. August 9th. It's on the SEN channel. Link is in the description. Subscribe there today so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you to Brett. Thank you to you guys. You're the best. Go get some pizza in Brooklyn if you're there. Tell those guys they fought the fight. All right. Peace.
The Jeep Wrangler 4xe. It's electrified. Boogie, woogie, woogie. So you can boogie, woogie, woogie up a mountain, boogie. Over creeks, or boogie, woogie, woogie through a desert where you get bit by a pit viper.
So you boogie woogie woogie back to camp and ask your friends if they'll suck the snake venom out. When they say no, you boogie woogie woogie to the nearest hospital for a dose of antivenom. And boogie woogie woogie your way to a full recovery. The electrified Jeep Wrangler 4xe. Learn more at Jeep.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.